The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. India has raised the import duty on the dirty fuel known as petroleum coke, or pet coke, to 10% from 2.5% in an effort to phase it out. The country consumes about 25 million metric tons of pet coke each year, nearly half of which is imported. Much of that pet coke has been coming from the United States. In 2016, the U.S. sent more than 8 million metric tons of pet coke to India as demand at home declined. Sunita Nairan is the director for the Center of Science and the Environment.
You have, rightly so, strict guidelines of the use of pet coke in the United States because you're worried about pollution, as you must be. But that doesn't mean that India should import all the dirt and the garbage of the rest of the world.
Industry officials say petroleum coke has been a valuable fuel for decades and that its use helps recycle a waste product. Although cheaper than coal, pet coke emits 11% more greenhouse gases and also releases several times more sulfur dioxide, which is linked to lung diseases. Josh Mogerman is the spokesperson for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
When pet coke leaves refineries, and eventually makes its way to third world countries and is burned as a coal substitute, it actually makes dirty coal plants dirtier.
While the Indian government is formulating a policy to end imports, it still hopes to use home-produced pet coke for certain economic sectors like cement production. In an effort to ease pet coke restrictions, the Environment Ministry filed an affidavit against a ban on the use of pet coke in New Delhi and the surrounding states of Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, and Rajasthan. Environmentalists continue to fight for a countrywide ban. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, proposed by China in 2013 and headquartered in Beijing, is making its first loan inside China. The bank has approved a $250 million loan to build a natural gas pipeline in and around Beijing. The borrower, state-owned Beijing Gas Group Company, plans to connect more than 216,000 households in 510 villages to the existing network of natural gas pipelines in the city. By the time the project is completed in 3 years, experts say it will help cut Beijing's current level of coal use by almost 10%, or about 650,000 tons annually. Burning coal has been responsible for heavy air pollution in China for decades. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.